أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, one of my most favorite du'as is a du'a في Imam Ali, where he says, إلهي كفى بعز أن أكون لك عبدا. Oh my God, it is sufficient pride for me that I am your abd. وكفى بفخر أن تكون لي ربا. And it's sufficient honor for me that you are my Rabb. أنت كما أحب. You are exactly as I would love you to be. فاجعلني كما تحب. Make me as you would love me to be. So I'd like to talk about عبودية today. What is a abd? So the Arabic word abd, which comes from عبودية, which is servitude or obedience to Allah. And the meaning encompassed by abd include that which is smooth or that which creates no friction. So the relationship between abd and rab is symbiotic. The root word is abada, which is to render easy, implying that to truly submit is to allow ourselves ease. Now the proximity between Rab and Abd is taught to us by our scholars like coal and fire. When coal, which is just a black lump basically, is close to the fire, it takes on the qualities of the fire and exhibits these to the onlooker. It's like all light and brilliance. But as soon as that coal is removed from the proximity to the fire, it becomes just that, a lump of coal. So the key is action. And there needs to be a reformed direction. And in essence, ubudiyya is the proof of our commitment to the prescription that Allah has written out for us in the Quran. So if the key is action, what do we do? So let's look at Surah number 16, Suratul Nahl, Ayah 97. He says, Man amila salihan, whoever does those acts that are salih. And salih is not good. Good is khair. Salih is that which mends, that puts things together. Min dhakarin aw untha, whether it's a male or a female. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will make them live the happiest of lives. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَأْمَلُونَ. And they will be given the best of rewards, in other words, better than what they did. So in essence, the benchmark for ubudiyya, the manifestation of ubudiyya, is amilus salihat. Amal is a conscious action. And salihat, the grammatical explanation, is from salaha, which is to fix or to mend. So a deed which makes one good, corrects or heals one, first heals oneself, then heals another. So in other words, correct good actions where the consequences are good as well. Not like a Robin Hood scenario where you steal from the rich and give to the poor. So I'd like to end with a story about advice on ubudiyya for a 94-year-old man named Unwan al-Basri. And he says that he was studying under Malik ibn Anas when Imam Sadiq came to Medina and he asked Imam whether he could study under him. Imam said, continue to study under Malik. He was so sad. So he went to Masjid al-Nabi to pray, asking Allah to make Imam's heart inclined towards him. And after that, he just wouldn't leave his home except for Salatul Jama'ah. When he could bear it no longer, he went to Imam's house one day after Salatul Asr, and after greeting him, he asked Imam to grant him the benefit of his knowledge. And Imam said, knowledge is not acquired through learning. It is a light that illuminates in the heart of one who wants Allah to guide him. So if you want knowledge, first seek out ubudiyya within yourself and seek knowledge according to its use. That means that which you can act upon. And ask Allah to make you understand, and He will make you understand. So Unwan then asks Imam, what is ubudiyya? And Imam says it has three things. Number one, that in all that Allah has placed at your disposal, the abd does not consider any of it his own possessions. For indeed, the abd does not have the right to ownership. It all belongs to him. They see everything they have as belonging to divinity, and they give it, they use it as Allah commands them to. Number two, that the Av does not make plans for himself. In other words, he does not see himself as the executor of his plans. He does his best and then he hands it over to Allah. And finally, the Abd occupies himself solely with observing what Allah has commanded and refrains from what has been forbidden. So if I explain this, when the Abd does not see any of his possessions as his own, giving away becomes so easy. When the Abd entrusts all his plans to Allah, then the tribulations of the world become insignificant. And when the Abd occupies himself in reaching his full potential by following divine guidance, then no longer does he have time for showing off or useless debates with people or worrying about the affairs of other people. When we think of Ubudiyya and we translate the word Abd as slave, in our minds we have this thing about a master, a human master, and a subservient slave. But you know what? This master, this Rabb is Allah. And when he is in control of everything, then to be his slave is an absolute honor, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this dua. Because when you know that the one who controls everything is Allah, then I mean everything in life is smooth. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be to call ourselves with pride the abd, the slaves of Allah, and to be able to continually say, Anta kama uhib, faj'alni kama tahib. You are one that I love just the way you are. Make me as you would love me to be. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim.